Life Audio.
A Prayer for the Right Words to Say by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. Do you have a minute to talk? I was hoping to get your advice about something. When a friend or family member begins our conversation with these words, I send out a desperate prayer, Lord, give me the right words to say. I'm thankful when my loved ones feel compelled to come to me. I also question what could happen when I open my mouth. I want my words to speak life with gentleness and truth, but sometimes what I mean to say comes out all wrong. We know it's important to seek God before engaging in deep conversation. Yet time and again, we charge ahead with our words and end up saying something we wish we could take back. Because when we speak without the gracious words of God, we risk saying the wrong thing. If we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we'll know how to answer. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. Paul instructed the Colossian church to pray for open doors to share Jesus' message of hope with the world. He also wanted them to be mindful of how they acted toward unbelievers so that they could have opportunities to connect with them. Colossians 4:5 tells us, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Paul knew every precious open door to share Christ's love would begin with a connection, an opportunity for God-inspired words, whether spoken in a crowded room or between new friends. He also knew this ability to speak the right words wouldn't come naturally. It could only happen through prayer, and the same truth still applies to our lives today. Let's take a minute to ask ourselves this question. Have my words been seasoned with salt lately? Am I relying on God to guide my speech, or am I having conversations in my own strength? We can renew our commitment to grace-filled words today, knowing that God will guide us in what to say with gentleness and truth. Let's pray together that God will give us the right words to say in every situation. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me through Holy Scripture how important my words are. I claim Psalm 19:14 as my prayer today. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let your Holy Spirit guide my speech, Lord. Then I can have peace, knowing your gentleness will flow through me as I connect with others. When I'm tempted to engage in conversation in my own strength, remind me to keep my words full of grace, as it says in Colossians 4:6. Help me rely on you rather than wonder if I'm saying the wrong thing. As I go through this day, I will praise you for your goodness and trust your guidance. I will speak words that build up instead of tear down. I pray any conversations I have will bring joy and honor to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.